More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, January 14th edition of the program. So, not Friday the 13th, thankfully. We have so much to discuss today. Big win and then a loss when it comes to the Supreme Court and the vaccine mandate situation. We will break that down together. The big win, of course, for employers with more than 100 employees. A stay in place. The Supreme Court saying, turns out OSHA can't just be a super legislature and decide that you have to get a shot that is in you and with you all the time, not just when you go to the office. This isn't putting goggles on while you're using the electric saw down at the lumber yard, right? This is something else. So that was big yesterday. But for any hospital that receives federal funding for Medicare or Medicaid, which is basically all of them, they can enforce a vaccine mandate. So that was a loss. We have Russia on the edge of invasion of Ukraine. Looks like that's probably going to happen, which is not surprising. I predicted it would happen before the end of last year. What will that mean for us? We will get into all of that in a second. But I mean, first, let's say this way. Biden's having the worst week of his presidency. So let's have a little bit of celebration. In fact, let me break down for you why not only is it this week, but it really is an indicator of where it's all going this year leading into the midterms. I'm telling you, folks, we got to stay focused. We got to stay motivated. But 2022 is going to be a great year for freedom. Why? Got to stay with me for a second here. Cyber thieves are more clever than ever before. One of their newest tricks, sending you text messages that will let you know your phone has been corrupted by bad emails received. But that's not really real, obviously. They want you to click on a link they text you. Once you do that, they've got malware on your phone that can track all of your purchase activity, your emails, and more. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting all of our lives. Every day, we put our information at risk one way or another. That's why you need LifeLock. Their online systems monitor transactions into the billions each week, looking for evidence that your information is being used illegally. If you're a LifeLock member, they're in touch with you. If you discover you're a victim of online identity theft, with LifeLock's help, you have access to a dedicated restoration specialist. But you got to have LifeLock. I've had LifeLock for years now, and I've gotten those email notifications. Something shady going on. Is this right? Is this okay? Is this thing on your credit report supposed to be there? Did you open up a new credit card? I've gotten those emails. So you got to have this. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save 25% off your first year by using promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to lifelock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off. So what's going on in the Biden regime? We could start with that. They're having some problems here. It's not looking so good. In fact, even an MSNBC guest, never heard of this lady before, but she knows what's going on here, says the poll numbers are very concerning.
I think they're very concerned. When you talk to Democrats behind the scenes, they don't see how his approval ratings are going to tick back up. You look at inflation. You look at the fact that his agenda is basically stalled. Build Back Better is going nowhere in the Senate. They're focusing on voting rights now. Yes, a base issue, but that's also very, very unlikely to pass. And so I think all of those things on the agenda, coupled with the fact that you have inflation as well as this new Omicron variant, and people feeling like what's going to happen with their kids going back to school or having to stay home. There's a lot of uneasiness among Democrats. We're starting to see that particularly in the House, where you have more than two dozen who've decided to retire instead of run again in the midterm election.
Yeah, she's right. Just because it's on MSNBC doesn't mean it's wrong. What she's saying here is true. Democrats are already hitting the exits wherever they can because they realize this is going to get bad. It's going to get a bad time for the Democrats in this midterm election. Why wouldn't it be? Think of all the major stuff. Think of what concerns the American people. COVID, the economy, inflation, national security, southern border. Go down the list. These are all things that people really do care about. First and foremost, of course, economic issues, inflation, jobs, cost of living, cost of government piled atop everyone. Those are all very important things for everyday folks all across the country. Joe Biden wants to give you lectures on climate change and talk about how Republicans are racist and won't allow for voting rights to pass when he can't even get all the Democrats lined up on this either. They're not going through with the filibuster break. So Biden is flailing. And here's what's important to know about all of it. It's entirely predictable. In fact, we predicted it. Joe Biden is a clown. This guy is a sub-mediocrity. I don't even think he has 100 IQ. It might be in the 90s somewhere. This guy is below average intelligence in my estimation. Okay, I think the average American is of a higher cognitive ability than Joe Biden. But he's cunning, he has no principles, and he's ruthless. And you see Nancy Pelosi too. Nancy Pelosi's not smart. She's cunning, has no principles, and is ruthless. And that's all you have to be. That's why she's like, I just care about the children. And she's got the crazy eyebrow thing going on. I mean, Tucker really went after on that one this week. She said, I'm just getting richer and richer all the time. And the whole thing is absurd. I mean, I wouldn't leave Nancy Pelosi in charge of a lemonade stand for a day. But here we are. She's the third most powerful person in the United States government. It's really appalling. It's indicative, I think, of how a lot of the worst among us go into politics, unfortunately. But this was all exactly what was going to happen. They had to lie to us. Remember, they had to hide Biden from us and lie to us about Biden in order to push him through. Right? They had to actually present him as something that he was not, which was a moderate who would unite the country. Nobody who actually pays attention to Joe Biden in the past think that's true. He's a machine Democrat politician who does whatever he has to do and says whatever he has to say. And there's a whole, hey, here I am, I'm folksy. Kind of have a southern thing, but not really, because I'm from Delaware. And I get really whispery. And then I start to sound like a big weirdo. And then I'll start yelling again just to make sure you're awake, including me, because it looks sometimes like I'm asleep while I'm talking, even with my eyes open. And then I'll get all down here, folks, whispery again. Because this is all it has to be. It's all it has to do to make you think I'm just like you, just like one of the folks.
Sure he is. So, yeah, we got a moron in charge. We got a bunch of left-wing radicals around him making stupid decisions who live in a fantasy land. The COVID policy is a disaster, obviously. Testing, disaster. Stopping the spread, disaster. All the restrictions, doubling down on them, disaster. I mean, what can you point out with this guy and say, yeah, well, at least that's good. At least that's where it needs to be. It's honestly, the whole thing is just so apparent to anybody paying attention. It really is. The slow-moving train wreck of the Biden presidency. That's what we're all watching. You know, the axles are coming off or the whatever. I don't even know what do you call a train. The undercarriage is coming into pieces and the train is sort of going side to side and it's all in slow motion. You can see there's fire and there's steam and there's all kinds of stuff billowing out and it's just about to get to the bridge. It's going to be 100 feet up in the air. That train is going to come off right as it's over the biggest gorge of the entire trip. You see what's going on here. I was painting a vivid picture there for all of you. This whole thing is an absolute mess. You know what doesn't have to be a mess? HR, for you, running your business. HR issues can kill you, folks. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations. And HR manager salaries aren't cheap, an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. It's month-to-month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. Try this out. It's an amazing service. Let Bambi help. You can get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi, B-A-M-B-E-E, Bambi, BAMBEE.com/buck right now. Schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/buck. So it looks like it's very possible that there will be a Russian invasion of Ukraine, and it will be the classic tactics of maskarovka, warfare through a mask, essentially covert, deniable operation warfare, or at least plausible deniability warfare, where they're trying to use deception and all manner of shrouding from the public, from the world, what's really going on to get what they want. This, I'll just say, is unlikely to be something that we really have to think much about in this country. I don't think it's going to make all that much of a difference to us. We're not going to invade, well, I should say, land troops on behalf of a Russian, repelling the Russian incursion. And the Biden regime is going to talk about this a lot. One thing you will see, though, is they will enjoy talking about this because the left, when it comes to worthless diplomacy and sitting around with lattes in hand, talking about international law and international relations, the left loves that stuff. So they'd much rather talk about that than the failing Biden regime. They would much rather have that conversation for obvious reasons, right? Because they're actually out of lies to tell about why Biden is so great. So they just need to do distraction wherever they can. They need to find some mechanism for turning people's attention away from what is actually happening in this country. So they'll be happy to focus on Ukraine.
And all of a sudden we'll have people that will be appearing in the international forum. They all the Russian diplomats. All the Russian diplomats always sound like they know a guy who could bury your worst enemy and maybe a few of your friends if you feel them too annoying, you know? They all have this, like, very low-key, stuck right here, maybe you pay me, I make your problems go away. Human, non-human, whatever it is.
You know, that's what you get with the Russian diplomats. And we're going to hear some of them on TV in the weeks ahead because, yeah, they're going for it. They care more about this than we do, and this is their backyard. They have the initiative here. It's not good. It's terrible what they're going to do the Ukrainian people. We should stop this if we can, but we can't. So what are we really going to do? The world is a dangerous place. And I think one thing that our generation, for those who are listening right now, who were of the post-9/11 era, so post-boomers, we've seen that fighting in these countries and trying to win democracy for other people, it's not our thing. Not what we should be doing, not how we should be spending American resources and lives, most importantly. So all the best to the Ukrainians in this one. We'll do some diplomacy to try to help them out. Maybe we'll send them munitions, but the Russians are going to go in, and they're going to go in hard, I think, and that is what we are likely to see here. Dr. Osterholm admits that what I've said about masks is true all along. We'll get to this in a moment. But have you ever wanted to invest in real estate, but you haven't had the time or expertise to do it on your own? I felt that way until a couple of years ago now. It's been a while. When I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate, they helped me find an amazing property. Actually, now I'll be honest with you, three properties that I've bought with my brothers as investment properties, and we absolutely love it. They walk you through every step of the process. If you've never done real estate investing before and you don't want to get on a plane and go look at houses and think of all the time and money and resources you spend trying to get to a place where you're making a sound decision with your real estate investment, when there are experts who are doing this all the time in key cities that they have deep knowledge of, and they have teams on the ground there. They'll help you pick a home to invest in as an investment property. You'll get that free cash flow coming to you. You'll be paying down the mortgage. Stable, long-term, sound investing in real estate. That's what you get with Done For You Real Estate. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. That website is doneforyoubuck.com. And then here's Dr. Osterholm admitting, yeah, we knew in 2020 that cloth masks are total crap.
We published work back as early as April of 2020 saying that, in fact, that this virus is transmitted by an aerosol, that kind of perfume-like floating in the room, and that we needed to have that very high level of respiratory protection. The world was slow to come to that, and today the CDC has still been slow to come to that point. So we all agree now, I think, of those who have the expertise in this area, you need these very tight face-fitting masks that also are breathable. And what I mean by that is it's fit and it's filtration. And the way you get fit is like a swim goggle. You can't have it leak. But if it's going to be that tight, then you have to have a material that allows the air to move through. Cloth doesn't do that.
Think about how crazy this is. First of all, what he's saying here, this was Biden's COVID advisor, okay? No more of this, oh, the information that we get is fake because we're not, yeah, whatever.
Biden's COVID advisor, all right, I want to hear any more about the misinformation online, saying that it's like a perfume mist in the air, and that's how you get COVID. Do you really think, does anyone believe that the loosely draped cloth piece over your mouth and nose that you are pushing air above and below and through is in any meaningful way? If I told you there was VX gas in a room, and then I gave you a cloth mask, one of these blue, you know, masks that everyone's wearing all the time, and said, go in there, you'll be fine. It'll filter out a lot of it. You'd say I'm insane. That's basically what we've been doing here with these cloth masks the whole time. The whole time. I'm right. The people that oppose me were wrong. Full stop. But of course, they're only admitting this because now they want N95 masks. Let me tell you quickly why that's crazy. N95 masks, properly fitted, worn the whole time, will reduce. See, I'm not living in some fan. I understand the basic biomechanics and aerodynamics at play here. Yeah, an N95 mask, properly fitted and sealed, is going to reduce substantially, in a meaningful way, your exposure to aerosolized particles. The second you break that seal and take that thing off, you're now being exposed to virus. So what we're going to have is N95 between bites. Not going to do anything, because you're not going to wear it all the time. You're going to be around people. It's aerosolized. It's in the air. You can't stop this thing with masks. You can't. Not at a mass public policy level. You just cannot do it. But people are so devoted to this. The mask is the symbol of their obedience. They are out of their minds. Friends, we're going to have great weekends, right? I'm going to miss all of you, but I'll talk to you on Monday. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.